guys, welcome to Little Spuds with Mommy and Uncle Eddie. They're the best Mommy and Uncle Eddie ever. Hope you enjoy.
Have you ever worn a bra? I think we should do an experiment where you put a bra on. Her one-liners, I have to
gold.
Say, are
she's
gold.
The best. I love Shanae.
If I had that body, I wouldn't be wearing that dress. Let's just say that.
That was funny.
I was like, you don't say anything all year. And now you're coming out with Jeffrey Dahmer jokes? Right. We love the animals, right? Why was she laying on the ground petting the dog? It was like...
Yeah, I know. It was like a scrunchie boob.
Yeah.
So we're going to call it scrunchie boob dress.
Scrunchie boob. Alrighty, Rose Betches. What's up? What's going on? It is Edward and Lynn. Lynn, how the hell are you? Happy hump day.
Hey, happy mofo and hump day.
Or as Shanae calls it, every day. When are they going to hump?
Oh, Shanae.
When are they going to do it? That's the only reason at this point. She's either an actor or they're there to bang. I don't know what else. Hot open. We're opening hot.
You know, maybe the falls is a...
What?
A forthcoming.
What?
The falls. The waterfalls. They're in Niagara Falls.
Oh, I didn't get that.
That
all
was
right.
Right over your head. Oh, so carry on.
Clayton, episode 5. We're halfway through, right? Or is there 12? I hope there's not 12. What's up, you beautiful Rose Betches? Happy February, right?
February, yeah.
Remember February, Ari season?
Yes.
And Rose Betches Podcast on Instagram. We got segments. What women... not yet. Segments tonight, and then we're going to run down. Lynn, 30 seconds. It's obviously the Shanae show, but I have another hot take, but I want to hear your overall thoughts on the episode with Clayton the Bachelor.
I'm so sad that we didn't get the 2-on-1. Like, I came into watching the show thinking we were going to get to see the 2-on-1, so I was really let down by that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, quality television, have some hot takes myself. Loved the roasting bit. There were some really funny things. Whoever that guy is was hilarious.
Yes, he's iconic.
So, you know, it was like a filler episode, but like quality content filler episode.
So they're doing something weird with the rose ceremonies.
Yes.
Because now it was like 12 minutes into the episode.
I know.
It's like they keep just pushing and pushing and back to the beginning
and
then the middle.
And these previews for the end of the season.
I know.
Like clearly something. I just am so curious.
It seems like Gabby breaks up with him, maybe?
I don't know. But I think final four from previews have to be Gabby, Rachel, Susie, and what's the girl's name?
Sarah. Serena?
Sarah.
Sarah. Little Sarah?
The little Sarah. It's Sarah or Serena, one of them. But
Serene.
I think Serene or Sarah. I think Sarah's in more previews. Whether that means anything, I don't know.
All right, let's go chronological. I mean, I felt bad for Serene because her episode, we started the episode off with her at the amusement park.
Yeah.
But like, no one cared. I just wanted Shanae.
Right.
I wanted 2-on-1.
I know.
And I felt bad because that was only like 8 minutes, but she did a koala move. Now, Serene is beautiful.
She's beautiful. I'm just like, I think I'm not feeling it as much.
Oh, really?
Well, just, I feel like it was a long time ago that I watched that part of the episode.
Fair.
So it's not as fresh in my mind. But B, I feel like Rachel and Susie and Gabby are like really emerging.
Mm-hmm.
And I think clearly the final two are going to be Rachel and Susie.
That's a really good point. You're at the point in the season now where it's like, all right, we know.
Yeah.
It's like, how long does Spicy Meatball, does Marlena...
Oh my God, but Spicy Meatball, I just love her takes.
I feel like some of the editing
thing... How about
thing?
The cougar?
Yeah.
That was mean. And then I think they might have edited... I'm thinking they edited Spicy Meatball's, like, bitch go home. To make
thing.
It seem like it was for Sarah, but I don't think it was.
I think also, if it truly ended that way, like, Spicy Meatball went in hard, but then it was like, go home, bitch. It was like, ooh, that's not what we're doing here.
I think that was in reference to Shanae. But they tried to create
Lynn.
Drama. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Very
That's
good.
That's my thoughts.
So let's do talk about the Serene 1-on-1. Clayton serving the sexy ice cream.
Yes.
Very funny. But here's the thing. She did a koala move, and I feel like she's way too like innocent to do koala move.
I don't disagree with
she's
that.
She's not like a sex god like Shanae.
Did feel like super bad about her losing her cousin. I mean, that was really sad.
It was the cousin and grandma. But love the Firefly story.
Oh, me too.
That was beautiful.
I loved that.
She should have brought... What was her limo entrance? She should have brought a Firefly.
She should have.
What's that song? 10 million Fireflies. Isn't that a song?
Yes.
Owl City or some shit. There's another thing I want to say. Did you notice nighttime?
Okay.
they had food on the plate. There's broccoli. Yes. They don't usually do that shit.
That's true. That's
Gotta keep your eye out. Now, I know we have best dress, worst dress. I have a lot.
I have a specific outfit I want your thoughts on.
Right now?
Well, like,
when we get
just
to
saying,
it?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
There were a lot of worst dress this time around.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. I'm excited to see what it is. But her Serene's white top, her one-on-one date.
Yeah.
White top, jean shorts, fun shoes. Really great boob support. Now, I don't know if she has big boobs, but like that, when if I was a chick, that's the shit I would want holding my boobs up. Like, you just felt like, I got you, girl. Like, you know?
I'm so glad.
She looked very
attractive. Have you ever worn a bra? I think we should do an experiment where you put a bra on.
Well, what would
is
it
that
do?
Weird?
No, because like men in soccer wear bras. I'd wear a bra. But
like Frasier, or not Frasier, Seinfeld.
Frasier. Yeah, bralette, right? Bralette? Or
yeah,
bralette
you're
a
on
real
it.
Thing?
Bralette. I mean, it is a real thing, but not. They were like post real thing bralette talking about bralette.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't
Carry
pay
on.
Attention.
It's fine. Come on.
She said, last thing, then we'll get to the cocktail party. Serene said to Clayton that he had kind eyes.
Yes.
What does that mean? What are kind eyes?
Kind eyes are soft eyes that you feel like somebody's genuine, I think.
Okay. But
you know, sometimes like a bitch, you can just look at her eyes and know.
Like piercing?
Yeah.
Kind eyes sounds
kind
like a
eyes, band. It's like I can see to your soul.
Yeah, like where are you
kind,
going to?
You have kind eyes,
We're going
Eddie.
To kind eyes. Oh, thanks. Kind
you
eyes.
Have kind eyes.
Kind eyes and kind guys. So I thought that was interesting. Then she gets the rose. Cocktail party. This is where I was like, wait, when did the cocktail? I
know,
was like,
it
confused.
Was just very. Yeah.
Boyfriend killer Jill starts things off with Shanae, and we get right into it.
Oh, man.
Clayton starts tonight by wanting to talk to the winning team. I need, and we're starting
wait,
to get a little bit
finally.
Of it.
Remember we yeah. talked about that, and we Sit were like, I down. Wish he would just do that. Finally.
When he sat them down?
Yes. Yeah. He was like, I need to talk to you guys.
I need spicy meatball to, like, freak out.
It has to happen.
She had a good quote, which we'll get to. Something about, like, blood and
yes.
marinara.
Yes.
What is her name? Mara or Mira?
Mara? I don't know.
Spicy Meatball's just the best name.
Can like, we like just talk about Shanae's performance though?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, who did she describe herself to?
Meryl Streep.
Yes. I mean her one-liners, I have to
gold.
Say, are
She's
gold.
The best. I yes. love Shanae.
I mean, I hate her, but you love to hate
I
her.
I don't even hate her.
Like her lines, oh my God, the lines about Genevieve lines. Being a puppy to throw in
yep.
the water, like,
oh,
oh my
yeah,
God.
The wet puppy dog.
But she was like, I deserve an Emmy and a Golden Globe. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it was just hilarious.
She's good. She's playing the game. Listen, this is why I love her. Love her. Because she's just like being honest about how like she's playing the game. That's why
but
you
like,
have to respect that.
She's playing the game by like fabricating things.
Yeah, she's not going to win.
No, clearly.
But she's like, I just want more of her.
Yeah, it's entertainment.
Need it.
It's entertainment.
You said this. You're like, she's not the hottest girl in the world. She thinks she's like
oh,
Cameron
totally.
Diaz.
Oh, totally. Blonde bombshell. She called herself yeah. Blonde bombshell.
Terrible last name. Sounds like acne. Yeah. Tough. Yeah. She should change that. So she's very smart. Now, I wrote this down before her ITM. I was like, uh-huh. Well, she's clearly not sorry.
Right.
And then I wrote down, she'll probably confess to not being sorry.
And
boom,
that
it
she
happened.
Did.
Now,
that was hilarious.
It was hilarious. I have a question. If you're playing this game, The Bachelor, you know it's going to air. Why would you do that in your ITM?
Because she, like, she's here for the publicity, clearly. Yeah.
I think she still thinks she's like, I got this guy. I tricked him.
I mean, she's
Does she
not
remind you
win.
Of anyone? Like,
I mean, Corinne,
in Batch Nation?
A little bit.
Yeah. Do you think she likes him?
But she's really like, I don't even want to say vindictive, but like she's clearly just making shit up
mm-hmm.
like to stir the pot to get people. Like I'm sure she's going to make shit up about Genevieve like the preview showed.
Right.
Like just making up shit.
Which
so,
is electric.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if people have done that.
The past president, you could argue. Sorry. Children's show. Now she showed her cards a little bit to Clayton when she's saying, I hope by being honest that we can work on our relationship.
Yeah.
So if I'm Clayton, okay, let's break down the apology because Clayton is kind of an idiot that he, yeah. like, he's
he,
just being a dumb
he
guy.
Is,
he's like, come here,
he
just
sees,
get in my face.
Yeah, he's thinking with one head.
Park it here,
serious.
Girl. He is. And we've said that many of times before. And, you know, what are you going to do? At this point in the show, he still can be.
Yeah.
Her
days are numbered.
Yes, but Then she goes back to Clayton for the hot makeout sesh.
Yeah.
So here's the deal.
And then she does that little.
Yeah. She's good. I love
shoulder shimmy.
I love you, Shanae. You're crazy. I would never want to like be in a room with you, but I love you on TV. She did a fake
smile. That was a hot take, Eddie. I liked it.
What did I say?
You're crazy. I never want to be in a room with you, but love you on TV.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel. The Meryl Streep comment was gold. But she's so smart because she knows this little puppy dog boy. Like this, she realized, like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being a problem in the house.
She is the puppeteer.
Yeah. She's 100%. Like, oh, shit. Like, he needs the apology. I'll give him the apology, and then I'll give him my vagina.
Totally.
What it was.
On a platter. Yeah.
On a platter. They need to hook up. I need him to. All right. Rose ceremony with Sarah, Marlena, great night for Marlena, Genevieve, Spicy Meatball, Gabby, Susie, Eliza, forgot she was on the show.
Wait, every time they say her name, like, and this isn't going to connect with you because you aren't, I don't know how big of a Hamilton fan you are, but like every time they say Eliza, I'm going to go, Eliza!
Oh, good reference. Yeah. Don't get it. But
every
I think
single
it's a good
time.
One.
Bachelor Nation, you've got to feel the same way.
Yeah. Hunter?
She's got to go soon. Come on.
Oh, we love Hunter.
I mean, I don't dislike her. She's not on the chessboard.
Hunter reminds me of when that Heather girl was on Colton's season.
Yeah, and she just like hung around.
Okay. And she's like, I did it. I'm good.
It was like a friendship rose.
Yeah. Going home is boyfriend killer Jill, Sierra, and Lindsay W. Just dead weight.
Sierra's dress.
Sierra said, don't be stupid.
I actually loved that. That was my favorite thing she's done on this season.
Really?
Yeah. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
I loved
she's
it.
Good. She's good. Canada.
Wait. Hey. No. Time out. Oh. I have a dress situation from the cocktail hour.
Okay. Oh.
What were your thoughts on Marlena's dress?
I don't remember.
Oh, man. It was like the most. I liked it. It was very different. It was like a combination of all of the things you talk about. It was like a one shoulder,
oh geez,
high neck, boob crack city.
In the middle?
Yeah. Like all the way down and to the side.
What color?
Black sequins.
I don't think I remember this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I remember thinking that you're probably not going to remember it. But it really stuck
out. But if it had all these elements of Eddie's wardrobe.
True, but like it was barely highlighted except for when she accepted her rose.
Okay. All right. Fair. I was probably typing notes.
Yeah.
Canada,
Toronto.
Should we try to name famous Canadians again?
Nope.
Okay, Jesse Palmer. I didn't know he was from Canada.
Yeah.
Name one famous Canadian on three. One, two, three.
Caitlin
Bristow.
Justin
Bieber. All right, we stink. Okay. Helicopter. Oh, Gabby 101.
Yes.
Helicopter, street hockey. Have you ever eaten a beaver before? That's a sex thing, right?
Yeah, totally.
But did he not get it or did she not get it?
I don't know. Gabby reminds me of somebody and it irks
it's
me.
It's Jennifer Coolidge. It's the
it really
I'm taking
irks
the dog.
Me.
It's her.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know.
In the voice and in the affect and in the
there's
lips.
So many things that I just can't put my finger on with her.
That actress. What else is that actress in?
A lot.
She's in a TV commercial now for DraftKings.
Yes.
And she's in Summer Catch.
Yep.
Should she's we name all the Jennifer Coolidge movies? But Legally Blonde's gotta be number one.
Oh, totally.
The helicopter was like the least.
Yeah. Uneventful.
Like, I know. We're like, oh, we finally got helicopters back. And then we hear nothing. Question, Lynn.
All right.
We love the animals, right? Why was she laying on the ground petting the dog? Why?
She's like a weird, quirky girl.
But like, she was like on her back on the ground.
Yeah. Who knows?
Now, Lynn, I would like to get a little serious.
Okay.
But not really. At nighttime, she said she's good at giving love, but not receiving love.
Yes.
Please explain.
Like, she can say, I love you, I love you, I love you, and really mean it. But, like, when other people say, I love you, like, she doesn't believe it. Like, she doesn't feel like she's deserving of love.
Why?
Because of the issues with her mother.
Got it. What do we think that the problem is?
I think that's deep-rooted shit that she's getting help with.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. I mean, she said she's doing a lot of healing, working through it, doesn't currently have a relationship with her mother. I really thought he put her on the spot, not in a mean way, like in a way that probably came from a place of caring about her, but asking if he cared to repair the relationship with his mother. Yeah. I was like, ooh, that's really. And she froze a little.
She did. She's like, oh, shit. Didn't know we were going here. Because I think she was careful with the TV thing.
Yeah. Well, she said she did the best with the hand that was given her. And I'm like, there's clearly a lot more to the story.
Now, was it Gabby that like dated Dean. Seriously?
Is it?
There was one girl in this season that dated Dee Dungler in like college. I think it was Gabby.
I'm just like starting to wonder if Gabby is all she's
cracked up to be.
Yeah.
I think she is.
And I'm probably also skewed by them showing her in the finales or the, you know, previews.
Gabby gets the rose. Nice little makeout session. I thought we were going to have a random band again.
Okay.
Instead, we got makeout pool.
How'd you like her dress for final for the nighttime?
Was it green?
Yes. Look at you.
I hated it.
Yeah. I feel like, and it like hugged her boobs in a way.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
Like, I'm sorry. If I had, I mean, she's a beautiful girl. I don't, if I had that body, I wouldn't be wearing that dress. Let's just say that.
Lynn, I agree. I hated that dress. Hated it. First of all, that color green didn't do well with her skin tone. Second of all, I felt like, okay, like if this is her boobs, it was like.
Yeah. I know. It was like a scrunchy boob.
Yeah.
So we're going to call it scrunchy boob dress.
Scrunchy boob. Oh, man. Yeah, didn't like it. Didn't do her well.
No. She's a beautiful girl.
Beautiful.
I mean, beautiful.
They all are. Okay.
Yeah, he's got a lot of lookers.
Yeah. That's why I think he's being intimate with a lot of them. Who do we think he was intimate with?
Whoa. What do we define as intimate?
Sounds like sex.
Oh, you mean at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, totally Susie and Rachel. Totally. And maybe more.
You don't think Shanae?
No. Shanae goes on the 2-on-1. Guaranteed.
Really? Yeah.
Hand to God, I would say she's going.
That's a good take.
Next week is our last Shanae week.
Ooh. Sound the alarm.
That is my prediction.
Put a stamp on it, baby. What do you say?
I have no insights. I am just saying this is her. She is.
Now, I could agree with you because the way they're making it seem like Shanae, Genevieve's done. Like, yeah.
I have faith in Genevieve. I think she's a strong woman. I think she's going to stick up for herself. I think she's going to keep her head about her, and Shanae's going to ding dong. The witch will be dead.
I just love Genevieve. And she looks like someone, and I say this every week, and I don't know who.
I know. I don't know either. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Group date, Russell Peters, very famous Canadian. Love when they do the roast because, like...
Man, it was great.
I think... First of all, I loved the little courtyard thing they were in.
Yes, it was very nice.
Enjoyed that. Canada, eh? Toronto's near us, right?
It's on the other side of Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and that's near Buffalo?
Yeah, ish. Yeah.
Right, because isn't Niagara Falls Buffalo?
Yeah.
And that was talking geography with Eddie and Lynn. Marlena crushed it. She tweeted there's even more that they didn't air.
Oh, sure. I wish we could have seen all the girls. Like, we didn't even see some of the girls go.
Right. Her Shanae joke about the STD.
That was great.
Epic. Sarah's joke about spicy meatball was great, and then spicy meatball giving it back, but the bitch comment was tough. But I like your theory.
I just wish they all went after Shanae. Like,
I think, yeah.
Like, solely.
Can we talk? Is Hunter a serial killer with the Jeffrey Dahmer joke?
I know. That was funny.
You don't say anything all year. And now you're coming out with Jeffrey Dahmer jokes?
But it was funny.
This little blonde girl doing that? It was very funny.
Wait. I loved the whatever the guy's name was.
Russell.
When he went after like the ex-football people who suck. I thought that was hilarious.
He was good. He was good. He's good. And the best roastmaster, I just have to say, is Jeff Ross. Shout out to anyone who knows who he is. That was cute. Rachel gets the group date rose. And then I do agree with Marlena being a little pissed. She's like, I win these group dates. Like, aren't I supposed to get the rose? You know? Like,
yeah.
But it's like, well, and then she's like, all right, her writing's on the wall. She might be another one. Like, how long is she sticking around?
Yeah.
But she's great.
She's great. I love her. But I agree. I don't think she's going to be around. Like, maybe another two rose ceremonies.
Yeah.
Just two, maybe three.
2-on-1. Niagara Falls, LOL. Them not speaking in a limo, great.
I just
love.
Like, she's wearing a black coat and she's wearing a white coat. Like, everything's like
good.
They're pinned up against each other.
And I love Genevieve's wardrobe.
Oh, yeah. I like Genevieve. She feels like a down to earth girl next door.
And Shanae is an actor. Yes. Now, real talk. Is Shanae just like a good cast, or do we think she's a little bit as an actor?
I mean, I think she's a good cast, and I think she wishes to become infamous from this. Mm. So,
you can also tell we're at the point in the season when the no phones, like their whole lives are this drama, which is really genius and probably not healthy, but I'm here for it. The
And now they're you know back traveling international. It's fabulous.
Are they going to Croatia?
Yeah.
Did I make that up?
No.
They go to Croatia. Is that near us?
No.
It's
like near Italy.
Isn't there a CR country near us, like down below? Costa Rica?
Yeah. Closer than Croatia, for sure. I'm also terrible geography, but I'm pretty sure I got that right.
Is Croatia Europe?
Yes.
Nice. So I think, you know what this 2-on-1 reminds me of? Wasn't Ashley I left by Chris Soules?
Well, remember the, there was some commercial where they showed like historic 2-on-1s. It was a, did you
like
see
a flashback?
That?
No.
Oh my God, it was fabulous.
Wait, was it a commercial or?
It was like an advertisement for The Bachelor this week. And it was like the 2-on-1 date. And it showed historic 2-on-1s. It showed Olivia Creedy.
Yep.
Remember she was left? Like it showed, the Garden Protect Your Heart guy, Casey, he was left on a glacier or something. Oh my God. Like classic 2-on-1s left. It was fabulous.
I really hope that, I know this won't happen, but it's like, isn't it a thing in Niagara Falls where you get in a barrel and you're,
yeah.
I hope they do that to Shanae. Shanae would be like, yeah, that's fine.
Let me tell you this.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. If I'm correct and she's got the boot, we're going to do something like that. On our Instagram story.
What are we doing?
We're going to find out some way. We're going to put her in a barrel and make her visually look like she's going down Niagara.
Got it.
You're going to help me.
Okay. I was waiting for that. Who's going to do this? So then preview 2-on-1 continues. The drama with I Was Intimate Electric. I have not been looking forward to more like Clayton or Colton Fence Jump.
It reminds me of the Colton Fence Jump situation, except for like, I don't know, the Colton Fence Jump situation. I feel like everybody knew what was going to happen. Like it was more obvious. This is more cryptic.
Yeah. And they're doing good at splicing up the editing. But you can see Rachel's on the floor of the steps.
I know.
And Gabby's clearly, but then.
Gabby's in tears.
Sarah's in tears. Little Sarah. Do we like little Sarah?
I like her, but like, there's no way she belongs in the finals.
Agreed.
I think.
By the way, follow up to an Instagram thing I did last week. Love you, Rose Betches. Everyone agreed with my underwear situation.
Wait, did you hear what I said to you? We already talked about this.
Do what?
Like, they were underwear given by the Bachelor.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
Yeah.
Should we do some segments, Linnea?
Yeah, let's do it.
Walt Whitman, Best Dress, Worst Dress, Bachelor Nation News. Walt Whitman, these bitches are not sending me home.
Yeah.
Guess.
I know who. Shanae.
This is Meryl Streep, and this is Shanae. Acne. Tough last name, girl.
Yeah.
What should Shanae's last name be? Like Peters? No, Russell Peters. Shanae A.
Shanae
Smith?
I'm thinking
Shanae
like
Penis
Rodeo
Man?
Howdy, like
Hooby Dooby.
Shanae Shooby.
Ooh. Love that. What's a man eater?
Like, Shanae is a man-eater.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that Britney Spears?
Or? Yes. Man-eater.
No, that's like an old song. I think man-eater is another song. Because I was about to sing that, and you did. I think there's two man-eaters.
Oh,
whoa,
man.
Voice crack.
Oh, man.
Britney and then that 1980 song. I'm sweating. My vagina is sweating. My armpits are sweating.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Can I just, like, does your vagina sweat? Like perspire?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Boob sweats.
I'm going to move on.
Okay. Don't be stupid.
That was great. That was, what's her name? Sure.
Sierra.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be marinara and blood everywhere. Spicy meatball.
Spicy meatball.
We need to give her more credit. The Cougar 32. She's not going to be on for longer.
Maneater was a Nelly Furtado, the one I was singing.
Okay.
Darn it. I really
maybe Britney Spears, you think a womanizer? Or is there a Maneater? Look up Maneater, Britney Spears. And let me know what you think. But yeah, Mira, I'm loving Mira. I need more of her. I love Sierra. I think she's going to be a stud on Bachelor in Paradise. And
so Britney Spears has sang Nelly Furtado's Maneater.
Got it. Okay. Okay, girl. Genevieve, 26, great eggs, lover. And then I forgot about Cassidy. I was looking at the pictures while you were there. Best dress, worst dress, Linnan. Some we already talked about. Serene's white boob support. Good job. She looked great. Those shoes.
I loved Genevieve's rose ceremony dress. Loved it.
Gold?
Yes.
Loved.
Also loved the casual outfits of, I love Susie's casual outfit for the roasting date. Her daytime.
Yeah.
She had like the beautiful pale pink, white. I was like, that's on me all over it. I love it.
Serene's nighttime dress. It was black. Did you notice the straps? They were like gold, sparkly straps.
I didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, wait, Serene.
First, really early in the episode. You're like, I watched that 2 days ago.
I confused right. Serene and that other chick who got it.
I could be pronouncing it wrong. They're Sierra and Serene.
Yes, I was thinking about Sierra's dress, which I did not
no,
like.
No, gross.
It had like
get out.
A pattern on it. Just didn't
got
like it.
Got to go. He's got to go. Serene's nighttime dress I loved. Shanae's cocktail dress I actually liked. But it was goldish.
Yeah.
How do you walk? She looked like she couldn't walk.
Well, it had like it was one of those like mini skirt dresses, but then with the extra fabric. I didn't dislike it. It was fine.
I thought it did her well. I thought that was her sex dress. Every dress is her
sex
dress.
Wait, I love how she was like, if she goes home, it's going to feel better than sex.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
See, that's why I love her. She's honest.
She's got good lines.
Now, fashion question.
Yes.
I like the high slit because you can just walk.
Yeah.
But so opposite was that Shanae dress. I felt like she was like a pencil, like,
I
can't move.
It's a
so
real
why,
thing.
Why, when would you wear something like that?
I mean, fashion, people who care about fashion don't care about the consequences.
But quote you can't me. Walk.
So, you know, don't wear it to places you're going to have to walk much.
Mm, get a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Or a scooter? Genevieve's nighttime rose dress, gold, fancy, loved.
Yep, I liked it too.
What do we think of Gabby? We already talked about it. See how squishy boobs, or what do you call it? Hair
scrunchy
crunch?
Boobs.
Scrunchy boobs. And Genevieve's 2-on-1 black shirt, boobs pushed up, jeans, loved.
Yeah, she looked good.
She looks great. That ain't I'm going home. That's a Niagara
She's
Falls.
She's here for it.
Bachelor Nation news.
And she was in the white jacket.
Yeah, what do you think that means?
She's good and Shanae's evil. There's right. definitely...
What, if you get this right, I will give you $100. A very famous TV show that I love had a very iconic scene on a boat in Niagara Falls. What TV show?
Schitt's Creek.
Close.
Damn it.
Think of where I went to school.
Oh, The Office.
Yeah, Jim and Pam. Shout out all our office betches. Bachelor Nation miscellaneous news. I'm hoping that you have some juicy Bachelor Nation stuff that went on this week because all I have is ratings.
I mean, I'm just like loving on ratings. Following the babes, the Bachelor babes.
Raven.
So we got Ray, we got Baby Gates, we got Ashley I with Dawson. Mm-hmm. We have, and I'm just perpetually a fan of Leslie. I love her.
Yeah, we love
and
Leslie.
I love Baby Nora, who turns one. She turns one. She's her first birthday.
Leslie,
is coming up.
Who she married to again?
The drone
Italy
pilot.
Guy? Drone.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Australia.
Something. When I, you know what? When I think of Italy now,
oh,
I think
and
of
Sarah.
COVID. And the
who,
morning show. Who's Sarah? Yeah.
Sarah.
Yep.
She is on a journey. Why are you laughing?
What?
She is on a journey of egg retrieval, oh. And they just triggered her eggs.
What? They triggered them.
I look.
Triggered.
This is
I thought
thing.
We're retreating.
I went. Maybe I'll get a little person. Like I understand very much the fertility of life, and I think it's such a culture that like you're afraid to talk about it, and I love that people aren't afraid to talk about it. And like you know, you have the pendulum, and I it's just not for me. But I'm all for you, and I will like love on your journey. But like. The detail that people are sharing, I feel like has swung the pendulum like the whole other way. And again, I don't mean I don't like it. I'm just like, man, they're trying to be progressive to move this conversation and they are sharing way more
everything,
than I think
yeah.
I ever would share. And it doesn't mean that's wrong. It's just an observation I'll have.
Big on TikTok.
Yeah.
With are you talking about like
IVF and
got it. With the needles and shit?
Yes,
got
and
it.
All that.
All right.
Her and Caroline Lunny,
yes.
I feel like, are very,
the
they're working
again.
With the Egg Whisperer,
yep.
And I'm sure, You know, it's also, I'll say this, it's a very expensive process, yeah. and I'm sure they might be getting some personal yes. gain from yeah. advertising for this girl.
100%.
So you know what? Whatever you got to do, girl, you do it.
Get that cash. Ratings.
Right on to ratings, from birth to ratings. Well, move us along.
Bad transition. Not great. This week, 3.14.
Next week, 2-1.
Last week was 3.5. That's a big dip. I don't know what that percentage, but... I think Matt James was doing better.
This season is so good.
I know. I think it's fatigue. I'm telling you. If this show, I guarantee you, if this show took 3 months, 6 months
yeah,
off.
More build up. Yeah.
It would be high as hell. Like
I get it. I
like
get
a
it.
High person.
Matt James and Rachel Kirkconnell, you know, doing great.
Rachel Lindsay's book, she's doing the whole thing. Peter Weber's out there dishing tea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me more. Speaking of, I haven't heard from Kelly Flanagan in a while.
Yeah, me neither.
Andy Dorfman's got a new man.
Yeah, who is he? So does Tia.
Tia, new man. I'm trying to think.
Peter Weber's like basically saying that he's dishing tea on what the producers are probably telling Clayton to who to keep. And like,
got it.
With Elizabeth going home, they probably said to her, like, hey, is that your wife? Send her home. We need Shanae. That's Peter Weber said that
got
somewhere.
It.
Summer House.
Oh my God.
It's great.
Obsessed.
Oh, Carl and Lindsay were just in Cherry Hill. We should have went.
Darn it.
You know. And I watched Pam and Tommy on Hulu.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
20-something Netflix, electric.
Okay.
And no one's going to like this, but Afterlife on Netflix with Ricky Gervais. Very funny. What are you watching?
Summer House.
Yep.
Like, obsessed.
Craig, I just got to the
Paige,
Craig.
Like, I am just such a Paige fan. I always have been, and, like, it's just becoming more and more.
There was a quote when she's like, all you do is sleep, eat a carb. Or Sierra said that or something.
I love, like, watching her be her best self with this Craig.
Yeah, the Italian man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love
Enrique.
It.
So here's a question, which I think we can talk about openly. When they're saying, like, Craig hooked up with Kristen, are they talking about Kristen Cavalier?
Duh, yeah.
Did you notice? I think they didn't say her last name.
Yeah, they can't.
Oh, you can't?
I bet you they can't because they'll get sued. I bet you.
But she's a public figure. Oh, well. How about Craig? That's a good one for him.
Yeah, Craig's really moving on up.
Craig is moving up. Good for him.
And this whole Austin, Madison, Sierra was so good for him. And he's just letting that fall to the wayside.
Yeah, it's true.
Love Summer House. Love it so much.
It's fun.
It's great fun. Stuff. Amanda Batul just turned 30. Happy
shout
birthday.
Out. 30, great age. Shout out. Wow, she's that young. I love these people.
I know. I had to put that in perspective. I was like, oh my God, she's Eddie's age.
Yeah. How about that? All right, Rose Betches, that's what we got. So we're going to start with the 2-1. Lynn's coming out strong next week saying.
I cannot wait.
Genevieve stays, Shanae goes home.
I'm saying it. That's my prediction.
All right. And are we in. Oh no, it starts in Canada. Then you think we go to Croatia? Who knows?
I don't know. Do we go to Croatia next week?
I know
we go to Croatia because it's in the previews.
And it's in Europe.
Yes.
We love Europe. Never been. But love it. Oh, another thing. Okay, last thing. Rachel Lindsay said she was going to have sex with Nick Viall in... Remember they were in that country? But... And she bought like a sexy Santa outfit to have sex with him.
Uh-huh.
And then something about like it was election night. She got drunk and passed out and never had sex with him.
I bet you. She's very happy that happened.
Yeah, that's probably true. Shout out that. All right, Rose Betches. Betch. Rosebuds Podcast on Instagram. Lynn, love your necklace.
Thanks.
Be safe out there. Do your thing. We'll see you next week, Betches.
All right, bye.
You're listening to Rosebuds, everybody, with Mommy and Uncle Eddie. They're the best Mommy and Uncle Eddie ever.